I'm starting to feel that people who are not terrorists are claiming to be terrorists just to look for the validation to conduct a major attack, even if they don't have an ISIS connection.
Do you get the sense that the media is rushing too quickly to try to figure out who did it?
I do believe we're accelerating, especially just within the past year or two, to the question of who is responsible for these attacks, thinking that we live in the old world where you might have sponsorship by an organization like Al-Qaeda that is clearly linked to the attacker. What I'm seeing, if you look at Orlando and Nice as two examples, is we're blowing through the question of what the mental state of the individual was when he conducted the attack. To conduct an attack of terrorism, you've got to have a political intent that involves the murder of innocents for a political purpose. When you're dealing with people who are emotionally disturbed, I think there's a simple question that we have to ask ourselves. Is this person emotionally, mentally capable of making a choice to commit an act of terror? We do this all the time in murder cases. We say, is the person capable of thinking about an act of murder? If not, they go into a separate category that's called deranged. We should do the same thing in terror cases, and we're skipping that step when we try to determine whether an attack is terrorism.
How should we all approach figuring this out?
We assume that because it's a target like French Bastille Day and because of the number of victims, therefore it's terrorism. I think we have to ask a simpler question at the outset of any analysis of an attack. Do we understand what's going on through this individual's mind when he conducted that attack?
That's former CIA and FBI executive Philip Mudd. J.J. Green, WTOP News.